94.5 WELY, it is our weekly wilderness update brought to you by the BWCAW Coalition, funded by Lake County and St. Louis County. And my guest today from Ely Outfitting Company and Boundary Waters Guide Service, Jason Zaborski. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Good to be here, Brett.
How's your summer going?
It's another weird, wild, and wonderful summer outfitting folks into the Boundary Waters for sure.
Boy, it is weird for sure. We've had quite a roller coaster of things this year. It seems to me to be a record number of visitors heading into the area and into the Boundary Waters. Add to that the drought conditions, the fire danger, fires popping up in various places, and then we get a crazy storm that blows through and knocks down trees everywhere. So I'm right. Sure all of those things have a big impact on you and your business.
Yeah, for sure, all of them. You know, last summer, it was kind of a shocker the way it turned out to be. You know, really one of the busiest summers ever for the Boundary Waters and outfitters in the area. And so that was a bit of a silver lining to the pandemic for us. And everybody was ready for an amazing summer again this summer. And sure enough, it looked like it was going to be kind of our busiest summer ever. And it still probably will be. But of course, with, you know, our latest drama, which is closures affecting, you know, a lot of the kind of bread and butter entry points for Ely area outfitters up the Echo Trail, it makes things look a lot different. And it also feels a lot different keeping an eye really on a daily basis on all these fires that are just across the border in Quetico.
For sure. So how does that work then if you have guests that are already planning to come or are already here finding out that their entry point is closed? What's the process for that?
Well, the process started in a flash because, you know, the Forest Service notified everybody in the evening, on a Sunday evening, I think it was, that their permits were not going to work for them. They were no longer valid for going into the wilderness at their entry point the next morning. So it was a bit of mayhem trying to get things figured out on such a quick notice like that. But we spent a lot of time. Once we got our guests out of the closure area, talking to our guests with reservations to talk them through what the situation was, what the future might look like, trying to talk to them about other route options in the wilderness and possibly changing the date of the trip to, you know, later in the season, like September.
Sure.
And we were pretty fortunate on folks being flexible and being able to change their trip dates. But a lot of folks also just said, you know, we're going to have to just not do it this year because of timing or whatever.
That's really unfortunate. As you mentioned, that's really kind of the heart of the Boundary Waters coming from our area up into the Echo Trail, that Crooked Lake corridor, Lac La Croix in that area. It takes a big hit for a lot of people that had permits when permits are limited and sometimes hard to come by. I would imagine, I know we've seen a lot of first-time Boundary Waters trippers. Last summer especially, we heard a lot about that, about people not really experienced with the Boundary Waters and the leave no trace principles. Have you seen a lot of really inexperienced people again this season?
Well, you know, last summer was exceptional. It's not unusual for us to get a lot of outfitting guests who are first timers to the Boundary Waters, and we're set up well for, you know, ramping up their skill sets and educating them on how to have a successful trip. But usually those folks show up and they're sort of kind of self-classified as outdoorsy folks. But what we were finding so much of, especially last summer and into the summer a little bit too, is folks who don't consider themselves outdoorsy. They might consider themselves actually sort of indoorsy folks who, you know, aren't really going to go for a walk in the woods and haven't been camping and don't really even like the outdoors that much or don't know what they think of it. And so it just has taken a lot of extra time to kind of bring those folks up to speed. And it's fun to see them get out there, and oftentimes they absolutely love it. And a lot of those folks from last summer have been coming back this summer. And You know how it is when you're trying something new. The first time might be a little extra challenging, and it just gets easier with more experience. So it's fun to see people get better skills and have even better trips when they come back.
That's really good to hear. What are kind of the basic guidelines that you give to any of your guests that are going out?
Sure. Well, we'll spend, you know, it's common for us to spend a couple hours with our groups that come and sort of need kind of full instruction. Everything from canoeing skills to wilderness skills and camping skills and navigation skills and basic leave no trace best practices and some things that people just aren't aware of when it comes to the boundary waters. Some of those things have to do with the unique rules of the BWCA, no cans, no glass bottles. You have to camp at a designated campsite. So we're talking over all of those things. We're also talking about, you know, best practices with invasive species and spiny water flea. We think a lot about with some of the waters in the boundary waters about, you know, cleaning off your all your fishing equipment particularly before you go to any upstream waters, just wiping down your eyelets, wiping down your line, making sure you're not taking any debris or anything with you as you travel, particularly upstream to another body of water. And just a lot of the skills that are going to help them have a better time and be better for themselves and be better for the wilderness.
Well, it's some really important things to keep in mind. You know, we talk quite a bit on this program specifically about invasive species and the number of lakes that people tend to jump across during a boundary waters trip. Thinking about that potential spread of invasive species can be devastating to the boundary waters and can often be really easily overlooked. You see a lot of things at the public landings where people put motorboats in to go fishing and things like that, but I don't know how much awareness there is for people going into the boundary waters.
Right, and you know, the hallmark of the region is small and medium-sized lakes connected by portage trails, and so you typically in a day commonly would be, you know, going to 3 or 4 maybe even 5 different lakes. So there's always that possibility. You know, we're lucky because canoes don't tend to be a particularly significant vector, but you still need to be careful that your canoe's drained before you go on to the next body of water. You want to make sure you don't have any plants or mud or anything on that before you go to the next body of water, ideally. Also, bait buckets and things like that, important to make sure those are drained before you go to the next body of water, because nobody wants to be the one that moves along the spiny water flea or whatever to a lake that didn't already have it. So
for sure,
it's good to be extra careful and think about those things and just use good common sense while you're out there.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to know that there is that educational piece from the outfitters. I know there's requirements for videos to watch with the Forest Service, but it's equally important, I think, for the outfitters who tend to have the most contact with a lot of guests going into the boundary waters that you add that educational piece in there.
For sure.
It sounds like it's been a really eventful summer for you. What's the outlook for the rest of your season? Your season goes pretty much until things start to freeze up, I imagine.
Yeah. We'll go into October for sure, and the snow will probably start flying before we close up. But, you know, the wild card this year is just going to see what's happening with those Quetico wildfires. It's felt like we've been a little bit lucky recently with some of these showers that have fallen on those Quetico fires. But we need a whole lot more because we want the area north of the Echo Trail to get opened up, and we know that those fires just need to improve before that's probably gonna happen. So, you know, our big wild card is just to watch what happens with those wildfires and keep our fingers crossed that it shapes up so we can get back into those really amazing entry points just north of the Echo Trail.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to when we can start sending visitors back into that region and hopefully get those fires contained so we can do that and definitely get some more rain.
Yeah, right, for sure. And, you know, another one of the interesting things, though, is that some of our folks who are used to always going in, say, at Moose River North, which is a closed entry point right now, they're getting a chance to go and explore, you know, other regions that they might not have tried out. And you know, it's given them a chance to explore a new area, and who knows, they might like it even better. And have a good time experiencing something maybe that they weren't planning on, but getting even more out of it.
For sure. Well, I know that's one of the things that I really appreciate about living here in the area is there's always a new area to explore. There's always some new place you can find to go out and explore. So there's no shortage of...
We could explore it for a lifetime, and we'd never, ever discover it all, not even close.
That is for sure. Well, Jason, I really appreciate you taking the time today. It's exciting to hear about what's going on in the outfitting world here in Ely. I'm glad you've been having a good summer, and we hope it just continues to get better. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon. From Ely Outfitting Company and Boundary Waters Guide Service, Jason Zaborski, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brett. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Jason. And that is our weekly Wilderness Update. It's brought to you by the BWCAW Coalition in partnership with federal, state, nonprofit, and business organizations to help prevent the introduction of aquatic invasive species into the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. You are in tune to the End of the Road Radio, WELY.